Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Installation and service. It's 15 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Robert F. Kennedy has gotten the thumbs up from the Senate Finance Committee. Louisiana Republican Bill Cassidy, a doctor, was at first skeptical of his vaccination stance, but ended up backing him in committee. The Senate Intelligence Committee will vote today on Tulsi Gabbard's Director of National Intelligence nomination. The trade war between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada has been stalled for a month, but 10% tariffs are now in place on Chinese-made goods. Could President Trump be thinking the same thing for products made in the European Union? Possibly, says ABC Business correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
Think olive oil, cheese, wine, chocolate, the list goes on. We import more than we export to the EU. And he is upset that that there's not that balance.
China retaliated against the tariffs by slapping a 15% tariff on U.S. goods. The flight data recorder from that plane that collided with a helicopter over the Potomac, killing 67 people, is now being analyzed. This is ABC News. Makeup giant Estee Lauder now says it may cut as many as 7,000 jobs, more than 11% of its worldwide workforce. Sales dropped 6% in the most recent quarter, and it raised worries about tariffs. Space lovers are in for a very busy day with 5 rocket launches planned over the next 24 hours.
In fact, one
ignition and liftoff
is already off the launch pad. SpaceX has sent another batch of Starlink Internet satellites into space, and the booster that did the heavy lifting was successfully retrieved. Later today, Blue Origin hopes to send up an uncrewed research capsule before a New Zealand space company, and then the Russians lift off. SpaceX rounds out the day with a second launch from Florida's Kennedy Space Center this evening. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Higher egg prices now hitting the Waffle House, a restaurant chain now adding a 50-cent per egg surcharge. Bird flu has forced farmers to slaughter millions of chickens, and egg prices have more than doubled since the summer of 2023. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly cloudy and 14 degrees at 12:04. Look for partly sunny and cool conditions today with a high of 21, partly to mostly cloudy and brisk tonight with a low of 8, and cloudy tomorrow with a 30% chance of scattered light snow in the afternoon, possibly mixed with sleet or freezing drizzle with a high of 31. The winds are out of the southwest at 4 miles per hour, and once again, our current temperature is 14 degrees.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at wccu.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Today is Tuesday, February 4th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. There's a statewide Amber Alert for a missing 16-year-old girl who is 3 months pregnant. Sophia Martha Franklin was last seen on Sunday night at her home. She is believed to be with 40-year-old Gary F. Day, who is known to be the father of the unborn child. There is a no-contact order for Gary and Sophia. The Beaver Dam Police Department issued the Amber Alert last night. Sophia is a 16-year-old white female, stands 5'9", with brown hair and blue eyes. Gary is a 40-year-old white male, 5'7", with blonde hair and green eyes. They are likely driving a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse sedan with plate number BBR20L, issued in Arkansas. If you have any information, contact the Beaver Dam Police Department. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department reports that on Monday morning at approximately 6:51, a male subject arrived in the lobby of the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center stating there was a warrant for his arrest and he was there to turn himself in. Daniel G. Connor, 59, of Avoca, was booked into the Iowa County Jail on charges of strangulation and suffocation, disorderly conduct, domestic, and an unspecified warrant. Connor was later released on a bond. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office also reports that on Monday morning at approximately 11:26, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a one-vehicle crash involving a power pole on North Iowa Street in the city of Dodgeville. Dodgeville Police Department, Dodgeville Fire, Dodgeville EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. Alliance Energy was also dispatched to the scene, and northbound traffic was shut down for about 4 hours while the power pole was repaired. Two people were transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment of injuries sustained in the crash. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Madison yesterday to discuss funding she secured for the Wisconsin Opioid Overdose Response Center. The Wisconsin Democrat says that could now be in jeopardy because of a federal funding freeze issued by the Trump administration, calling it unconstitutional and an illegal power grab. Baldwin also called on her Republican colleagues in the Senate to remind Trump that they are the ones who write laws and budgets. The center is set to open this year, providing educational information on overdoses, naloxone, and fentanyl testing strips to community pharmacies across the state. A judge in the nation's capital kept a temporary block on a Trump administration plan for a freeze on federal funding after some nonprofit groups said they were still struggling to get promised grants and loans. U.S. District Judge Lauren L. Acan on yesterday extended an order she issued last week pausing a sweeping plan to freeze potentially trillions in federal spending. President Donald Trump's plan to halt federal grants and loans originally targeted a wide range of funding totaling potentially trillions of dollars. While the memo outlining it has since been rescinded, the Republican administration said a funding freeze is still planned as part of the blitz of executive orders. The plan was also blocked by a second federal judge last week. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are once again proposing an extension of Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers. It's the second time in as many sessions that the bipartisan group has advocated for legislation, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's unlikely the proposal will become law this session. Wisconsin is one of the only two states in the country that have not extended the coverage. The extension would allow mothers on Medicaid to receive a full year of coverage to protect against the number of post-birth medical issues. A person rescued from a fire at a home on January 24th in La Crosse has died. The La Crosse Fire Department said the person was pulled from a mobile home fire on Rose Street, treated on the scene, and then taken to a hospital. Now the fire department is announcing that the person passed away. The fire caused major damage to the home. The LCFD put out the fire quickly to avoid it spreading to other nearby homes on January 24th. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. Two people are dead after a wrong-way crash on a Milwaukee freeway. According to the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, two vehicles going the wrong way entered I-43 in the city's downtown area Saturday morning. Shortly after, one of the vehicles hit an oncoming car head-on. The driver and a passenger in the striking vehicle died, and a second passenger was hospitalized with serious injuries. A man and a child in the struck vehicle were not hurt. Investigators are looking for the other wrong-way driver to determine if they were connected to the crash. A fatal crash in the parking lot of Menards store in Burlington Sunday night. Burlington police say a vehicle driven by a 20-year-old man employed by the store pinned a 21-year-old fellow employee against his vehicle while he was removing items from its trunk. The pinned man died at the scene. The incident happened after a work meeting at the store, which was closed at the time. The 20-year-old is cooperating with investigators, and no criminal charges are currently being pursued. A conservative legal group is suing the WIAA over transfer rules.
The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty accuses the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association of illegally interfering in the business of publicly funded and administered sports groups. This is after a student who was forced to go from private to public schools due to an illness in her family was blocked from joining the Baraboo softball team. The girl's family requested a waiver and was denied. A Will spokesperson says the girl's family pays school taxes and lives in the district, and the WIAA has overstepped its bounds as a private organization. The WIAA is declining to comment due to the lawsuit. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Absentee ballot deadlines are approaching for Wisconsin. February's 18th spring primary starting today. 2 weeks before Election Day, clerks can begin to issue in-person absentee ballots at the clerk's office or another designated location. The in-person absentee voting process, sometimes called early voting, involves a voter both requesting a ballot and completing that ballot on the same trip to the clerk's or designated location. Voters need to show an acceptable photo ID when voting by in-person absentee ballot. Elections Administrator Megan Wolf said voters who still need to request an absentee ballot by mail should act immediately. Registered voters can make the request online at myvote.wi.gov. Passenger numbers are up at a Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport. The airport reached a new milestone in passenger traffic in 2023 when it surpassed the 6 million traveler mark for the first time since before the COVID-19 pandemic. Last year, Mitchell welcomed 6,316,245 travelers, a 5% increase over the previous record. The airport is served by a dozen passenger airlines on domestic flights, with more flights to be added this year. A press release said much of the airport's success in 2024 came from adding new nonstop flights and amenities and concessions. The Wisconsin Department of Resources, of Natural Resources, announced Monday that the city of Viroqua is an applicant for funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program to improve its public drinking water system. The project includes replacing water mains in the city of Viroqua. Activities related to this project are minor actions for which no environmental analysis is required. However, following the Safe Drink Water Loan Program federal requirement, an environmental review must be conducted before funding this project. The Safe Drinking Water Loan Program has determined that the project will not result in significant adverse environmental effects, and no further environmental review or analysis is needed before proceeding with funding the project. The public is encouraged to submit comments regarding this decision and the potential environmental impacts of this project. Submit comments by February 19th to Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources in care of Michelle Breitzman, Community Financial Assistance, 101 South Webster Street, P.O. Box 7921, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707, or by email at dnrcfel@wisconsin.gov. Based on the comments received, the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program may prepare an environmental analysis before proceeding with the funding process. The analysis would summarize the DNR's consideration of the project's impacts and the reasonable alternatives. Today is Transit Equity Day. It's a day cities use to promote public transit as a strategy to combat climate change and means to provide affordable, accessible, clean, and safe transportation alternatives for all community members. The day coincides with the birthday of Rosa Parks, an iconic figure in the movement for social justice and racial equity. Metro Ride will reserve a seat on each bus to honor Rosa Parks and celebrate her invaluable work. Transit Equity Day was established in 2018 by a network of transit rider unions, community organizations, and environmental groups from across the country. Gas prices have fallen again, both statewide and nationally. Gas Buddy reports the average price of a gallon of gas in Wisconsin this week is $2.88, down almost 7 cents from last week. The national average is down 3.5 cents to $3.04 per gallon this week. That's down 1.4 cents from a month ago and 10.3 cents lower than a year ago. Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy says tariffs on Canadian energy could significantly impact fuel prices in the future, especially in the Great Lakes and Midwest regions. In the Wausau area today, gas prices range from $2.81 to $2.87. WRCO News Time is 12:18. When WRCO News returns, we will be talking about Feed My Starving Children mobile pack.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center wants to say a big thank you to all of their customers with Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through the 22nd. It'll be the perfect time to stock up and save. Get 20% off all parts during the entire event. And what's a celebration without some delicious food? Stop in and enjoy mouth-watering barbecue pork sandwiches from Richland Locker, available for all customers. So whether you're gearing up for spring work or just stopping by for the food and the deals, Simpson's Tractor has you covered. So mark your calendar. Join the fun during Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through February 22nd at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Great deals, great food, and heartfelt thanks. Don't miss it. See you there.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and 14 degrees at 1219. There will be an event in Boscobel this Saturday to help raise funds for Feed My Starving Children Mobile Pack. Bruce Pitsley is from Boscobel's area Mobile Pack and also the organizer of the event.
Our annual pie auction is coming up this coming Saturday, February 8th. At St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. We will have a soup and sandwich lunch, which begins at 11 a.m., and the live auction for the bidding for the pies begins at noon.
This is the 13th mobile pack in Boscobel, which helps Feed My Starving Children.
Feed My Starving Children is a Christian nonprofit organization whose goal is to eradicate hunger and starvation throughout the world, specifically in children. For those who may not be familiar with them, how do they do that? They have food packing events at locations around the country, permanent sites in Minnesota, Illinois, Arizona, and Texas, where volunteers can pre-register for a two-hour shift, and they assemble meal ingredients, and that formula is scientifically formulated for malnourished people, specifically starving children. But they also take that same model on the road to events all across the country called mobile packs, just like the one that we have in Boscobel. This will be our 13th mobile pack in Boscobel, and we're really looking forward to it again. Registration for that will open on February 27th.
Bruce Pitsley says that donations are accepted to help with the fundraising event, which will help Boscobel Area Mobile Pack get closer to their annual goal of $66,000.
For our annual pie auction, we do ask if people want to donate pies. That's what we really look for. We look for the pies for our live auction. And it's a really fun day. And many, many people over the years have been very loyal. They bring pies every year. And sometimes somebody will bring a cheesecake. Somebody might bring some cupcakes or, you know, other similar things. And we've had a couple people over the years actually bring like a mystery box, so nobody knows what's in it. That's always a lot of fun, too. We also have a bake sale. If people would want to donate items for the bake sale, that would be welcome also. For people who maybe can't be there for the pie auction or can't afford to buy a pie, they can always support our cause at the bake sale.
Everyone is welcome to help support Feed My Starving Children Mobile Pack at the pie auction, bake sale, and soup and sandwich luncheon this Saturday at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The soup and sandwich lunch starts at 11, and the pie bidding begins at noon. If you have any questions or would like to donate to the event, you can contact Bruce Pitsley at 608-485-2678 or Catherine Pitsley at 608-485-2554. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service is encouraging farmers, agricultural producers, and forest landowners in Wisconsin to apply for the Conservation Stewardship Program by February 7th to be considered for funding in 2025. Inflation Reduction Act funding is available to encourage producers to adopt climate-smart practices, new technologies, and management techniques through CSP, earning payments for expanding conservation activities while maintaining agricultural production on their land. Currently, an unprecedented amount of funding is available through the Farm Bill and Inflation Reduction Act, which provides an additional $19.5 billion in funding for CSP and other oversubscribed NRCS programs. It's Flood Insurance Awareness Week in Wisconsin, a time to take a good look at the importance of the increasing risk and appropriate coverage needed. Flood insurance is an important tool to prevent financial vulnerability from flooding. Most homeowners and renters' insurance policies do not cover flood damage. All it takes is 1 inch of water to cause around $25,000 in damage. This can be devastating if you don't have the right insurance. Wisconsinites are eligible to purchase federal flood insurance, even for properties not in designated special flood hazard areas. Because on average, 40% of national flood insurance program claims happen outside of those zones. Homeowners and renters can purchase a private flood insurance policy to protect their homes and belongings if their agents sell flood coverage. Otherwise, visit floodsmart.gov. There is usually a 30-day waiting period before NFIP policies go into effect, so signing up now ensures you'll have the coverage by the time spring showers start to hit the state. Celebrating the region's visual performing and culinary artists, Driftless Area Art Festival organizers are excited to announce the 2025 event will return to beautiful Buford T. Anderson Park in Soldiers Grove on September 20th and 21st. The application process for visual artists is now open. Information and application forms can be obtained from the festival website at driftlessareafestival.com. Applications will be accepted until March 15th and will be juried by members of the art community and festival committee. DAAF welcomes applications from artists who live and create in the Driftless region of southwestern Wisconsin, northeastern Iowa, southeastern Minnesota, and northwestern Illinois, who create fine handmade art in 12 categories: drawing, ceramics, fiber, glass, jewelry, metalworks, mixed media, painting, pastels, photography, sculpture, and wood. What started as a way to promote art and artists of the Driftless has resulted in millions of dollars of positive economic impact over the past 20 years. The festival draws an average of 6,000 people and showcases 80 artists each year. Direct primary care is an increasingly popular health care option. Patients at these clinics pay a fee of roughly $50 to $100 a month and get easier direct access to their doctor for routine care as often as they want for no extra cost. Experts say it may become more common under health policy change that Donald Trump's administration is expected to pursue, but public health experts caution not to think of direct primary care as a replacement for insurance because the monthly fee covers nothing beyond visits. A Wisconsin-based airline announces layoffs. A notice filed with the state's Workforce Development Department says Air Wisconsin will let go of 219 employees as management positions permanently and 294 in union positions temporarily. Air Wisconsin's purchase agreement with American Airlines is set to end April 3rd, causing the airline to develop what is called alternative flying opportunities, which will be announced in weeks. According to the notice, the layoffs could begin as early as March 31st and will impact jobs at airports in Milwaukee and Appleton. The number of monarch butterflies spending the winter in western United States dropped dramatically this year, even as federal officials moved to extend protections for the beloved pollinator. The Excursus Society of Invertebrate Conservation surveys over wintering sites along the California coast, North Baja California, and inland sites in California and Arizona. This year, the organization counted 9,119 monarchs, the second lowest total since tracking began in 1997. The organization has recorded more than 200,000 monarchs in each of the last 3 years. The society says monarchs are suffering from pesticides, habitat loss, and climate change across their range. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service began the process of listing monarchs as threatened in December. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages nature lovers to give to the Endangered Resources Fund on their Wisconsin income tax form. The fund has helped the DNR conserve hundreds of species in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is home to some of the largest populations in the world of endangered species like the Karner blue butterfly and rusty-patched bumblebee, along with important populations of many other species like wood turtles. Funds support the care of the country's largest system of state natural areas. These sites protect some of the nation's oldest forests, undeveloped lakes, diverse wetlands, and unique geological and archaeological features. Nearly 75% of the Wisconsin's endangered and threatened wildlife species and 90% of endangered and threatened plant species are found in these areas. Just one site may be home to more than 70 species of native plants. Each dollar donated to the Endangered Resources Fund through the tax checkoff is doubled by state funding and can be used to successfully apply for grants that require funding matching. To make a donation, look for Endangered Resources in the donations section of your Wisconsin income tax form. You can also look for the donations section in your tax program or let your tax preparer know you want to donate to the Endangered Resources Fund. Donations to the Endangered Resources Fund are tax deductible and matched dollar for dollar. WRCL News time is 12:29. When WRCL News returned, we'll be bringing you today's vital statistics.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
And one more piece of information to pass along. Today's winner of $50 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Spencer Budenhagen on ticket number 978.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died January 16th at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held tomorrow from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Bruce Tesmer is survived by his wife, Mary Lou, three children, Chris and Anna Selheim of Hanover, Maryland, Eric and Jessica of Kyle, Texas, and Melanie of Richland Center, brother, Tom and Rosie of Green Bay, sister-in-law, Augie and Bill Records of Great Falls, Montana, and Ellen and Steve Lundstrom of Nashwauk, Minnesota. Brother-in-law, Larry Olson of Stoughton, other relatives and friends. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died January 28th at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muskoday. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Teach is survived by two children, Jimmy and Sativa Self of Ithaca, and Jackie Noyes of Madison. 11 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren, significant other, Stephen A.J. Foyt of Gotham, sister, Patricia and Kevin Makovec of Yuba, stepsisters, Patty Castor of Mongolia, Texas, Karen Katcher of Oregon, and Terry Bone Brenham of Watertown. Many other relatives and friends. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held this Saturday from noon until 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Tom Berger is survived by his wife, Brenda, a son, Nathan McBain and Amy Reinhardt of Richland Center, 7 grandchildren, sisters and brother-in-law, Arnold and Teresa Williams of Richland Center, and Kim Nelson of DeForest, and other relatives and friends. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville. Avis Marvine Subara, age 89, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be at the Czech National Cemetery in Champion Valley, Yuba, following the service at approximately 1:30. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Marvine Subara is survived by 3 daughters, Jean Bield, Avis and Marty Brown, and Sheila and Tim Stark. 3 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, a brother, Thomas B., and a stepbrother, Wayne Wanless. Avis Marvine Subara, age 89. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, Sunday from 1 to 4, and at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to the charity of your choice are appreciated. Steve Johnsrud is survived by 2 children, Tristan and Laura Johnsrud of West Salem, and Sarah and Chris Diaz of Eau Claire. 4 grandchildren, siblings Margaret and Tom Davidson, Linda and Jimmy Garza, Donald B. Johnsrud, Sue and Arnie Clemma, Ellen and Tracy Johnsrud, and Paul and Tommy Johnsrud. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
I hope you're having a good day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Just a bit chilly across the area with that north wind today, keeping temperatures about 10 degrees below normal. Milder air will filter in tomorrow from the southwest with the next low pressure system coming in, but also some moisture, kind of a messy situation with a chance of some mixed precipitation from later tomorrow. Into tomorrow night, we'll have to watch out for some slippery road conditions. The amounts will be relatively small, but again, could leave a coating of slush and ice on the sidewalks, parking lots, and roads. We have some gusty winds coming in behind that system for Thursday, somewhat cooler conditions into Friday, and then we're likely to see another storm system move in from the west going into Saturday. Could bring us an all-day snow across the region with several inches looking likely at this point. That'll be followed by some cool and dry conditions on Sunday. Here is your forecast for the afternoon. Partly sunny and cool, high near 21, with north winds up to 10 miles per hour. Partly or mostly cloudy and brisk tonight, low near 8 degrees. Tomorrow should be cloudy with a 30% chance of scattered light snow in the afternoon, possibly mixed with sleet or freezing drizzle, high above 31 degrees. Wednesday night, a light wintry mix is likely, low 24. Thursday, cloud cover giving way to some scattered sunshine and breezy conditions, high in the mid-30s. For Friday, partly cloudy with lighter winds, low 10 with a high in the mid-20s. Saturday should be cloudy with snow likely most of the day, 2 or 3 inches possible, so be careful traveling, low at 14 with a high near 29. Sunday, partly cloudy and cool, low 11 with a high of 23. And by Monday, partly cloudy, low 6 with a high near 22. Could see a few snow showers again by late Monday night or Tuesday of next week. Have yourself a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly to mostly sunny and 15 degrees after a morning low of 6. And yesterday's high was 33, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1890 is 55 degrees with a record low of 33 below set back in 1996. Last year's high was 48 with a low of 23. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:17. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:13. Winds are out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour, making it feel like 5 degrees outside. Our barometric reading is 30.48, and we received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 15 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Bird flu has been a real kick in the pants for U.S. poultry exports. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Four through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. U.S. problems with highly pathogenic avian influenza, bird flu for short, have been very apparent to consumers of eggs and poultry. Chicken egg prices have more than quadrupled at the grocery store. Then there's the impact on poultry trade with other countries. Greg Tyler of the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council gives an example.
If you think about what chicken paws will get at the rendering plant in the U.S., it's only about 9 cents per pound. The Chinese will pay as much as $3 per pound for chicken paws. So obviously it's a great loss to us when we cannot export there.
Tyler says trade agreements are critical to the poultry industry.
Our motto has always been a rising tide floats all boats. We think that we can help grow poultry consumption in a lot of those markets, not only help the local industry to grow, because we do have a sister group called the World Poultry Foundation that we work with to try to help some of these markets to grow. But at the same time, we want them to give us access to that market, because U.S. poultry meat is a very cheap protein and something that is needed by a lot of consumers around the globe.
My thanks to AgriPulse for sharing Tyler's comments. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
A volatile start to 2025 markets. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, cattle producers remain committed to sustainability. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the 2025 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show.
Consumers have asked for more sustainability from the food supply chain. Executive Director of the National Grazing Lands Coalition, Ashley McDonald, says the cattle industry has delivered and has a great story to tell.
Being able to just show that pride, it's not something that we need to shy away from. We really need to step up to the plate, be able to talk about it in a very definitive way to show our case.
She tells Brownfield farmers and ranchers have been committed to sustainable agriculture for generations.
Without the land that they utilize and the resources that they utilize to form the industry that we have and produce the food that we all enjoy, that they have to steward those resources, and they always have.
From San Antonio, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
It's been a volatile first month of the year for grain markets. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has the story.
Shane Holtorf with Logic Ag Marketing says 2024 ended quietly.
Not much volatility in the markets. You were able to buy options pretty cheap. We've seen those start to explode in price as the volatilities came back into play.
He tells Brownfield corn and soybean futures rallied following USDA's final 2024 production estimates last month, then braced as tariffs against Canada and Mexico were imposed.
You know, we sat here all weekend wondering if we we were going to be limit down on Monday morning. The market opened pretty soft, and then we started to back the tariff talks off, and we put together a pretty couple nice days now.
From the Iowa Ag Expo in Des Moines, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
The U.S. pork industry is taking steps to protect against highly pathogenic avian influenza. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the 2025 Ohio Pork Congress.
The director of animal health with the National Pork Producers Council, Anna Forseth, says the industry has created a guidance response plan.
Focused on a lot of different aspects of a response, from surveillance to biosecurity to movement restrictions. Worker safety, certainly, right? We want to allow ourselves to be able to continue business.
She tells Brownfield producers should continue to evaluate best management practices.
We know swine are susceptible. We know we're at risk. Unfortunately, we don't know exactly how it's going to present as far as clinical signs.
Forseth says biosecurity is key to protecting the pork supply and ensuring market stability. From Lima, Ohio, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
USDA reports sale of 132,000 tons of corn to South Korea for delivery this marketing year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Tuesday at midday, direct cattle markets are quiet. Cash hogs are mostly steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle business is basically at a standstill. A few asking prices are being reported at 208 on the live basis in the south. Nothing yet for the north, with widespread activity expected to wait until at least Wednesday. This week's show list is mixed, at least somewhat larger in Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska, and smaller in Texas. Live cattle imports from Mexico are resuming slowly. The 30-day pause in U.S. tariffs on Mexico and Canada is viewed as a positive for export demand, and retaliatory measures by China don't currently include U.S. meats. Box beef at midday was higher with light movement. Choice is up $1.74 at $3.3373. Select beef is 91 cents higher at $3.2075. At the Sioux Falls Regional Stockyard Feeder Cattle Auction, compared to the previous week, steers and heifers run evenly steady, except for those weighing less than 450, which were $20 to $30 higher, pushing the lightest weight steers to a top of 500 and the lightest weight heifers to a top of 440. USDA says there was very good demand for a large, high-quality offering. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds are reported at 302 to 349. 7 to 8 weight steers brought 281 to 326. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds range from 279 to 320. The 7 to 8 weight heifers sold at 258 to 282.50. Cash hogs are steady to higher with light negotiated numbers at the major direct markets at the open. Bids are expected to increase as the day goes on, with most buyers probably in need of some near-term supplies after this slow start to the week. Domestic demand continues to be inconsistent, but there are some expectations for improved wholesale business because of the relatively high beef prices. Export demand continues to be solid. The major direct hog markets were not reported due to confidentiality. National direct barrels and gilts had a five-day rolling average of 83.92, and the Western Corn Belt has an average of 84.14. Butcher Hogs in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Gardeville, Ohio are steady at 60. Illinois Direct Sows are three higher at 47 to 59 on moderate demand for moderate offerings. Barrows and Gilts are steady at 48 to 58 with moderate demand and offerings. Boars range from 15 to 30. Pork at midday was up 78 cents, $94.59. Loins, butts, picnics, ribs, and hams were modestly to sharply higher, canceling out a lower move in the pork belly primal. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. You can also find us on Facebook and YouTube. John Perkins, Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agroamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgroAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street in Reedsburg.
Cattle futures are lower. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher. A new tariff battle against China is on, but Beijing's retaliation does not include soybeans or any major U.S. ag products as of yet. Ag equipment is a target, along with some other things. There is rain in the forecast for Argentina and a drier pattern on tap for parts of Brazil. March beans are up 16.5 at 1074 and three quarters. May is 15 higher at 1087 and three quarters. March soybean meal's up 1050 at 314.20. March soybean oil's down 62 at 4589. Corn's up, also monitoring trade negotiations and weather in South America. South Korea purchased 132,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. March is up 8 at 496 and three quarters, and May corn 7.5 higher at 507 and a quarter. And wheat's turned fully higher. U.S. winter wheat crop condition ratings were mixed on the month with a mixed near-term precipitation outlook. Russia's exports are slowing down while production projections for Australia's crop are rising. March Chicago's 9.75 higher at 576.5. March Kansas City's up 8.5 at 594.25. March Minneapolis wheat's 3 higher at 619.5. Live and feeder cattle are down sharply on the resumption of cattle imports from Mexico and overbought signals. Box beef was up at midday, and asking prices are starting to surface around 208 on the live basis. April live's down 167 at 198.47. June's 132 lower at 193.15. March feeders are down $2.02 at 268.47. And on domestic and export demand expectations, April lean hogs are up $3.30 at $89.65 after yesterday's limit down finish. May's $2.92 higher at $93.65. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Hello, this is Chase Hester with TipSack Auction Realty. We'll share results and upcoming events. We had a sunny day sale with a bigger crowd. Large squares topped at $180 a ton, and large rounds topped at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Household, nice tools, guitars, hunting gear, ammo, and much more. Online only auction ending February 12th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020. Or for more info, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestitude. Have a great day.
More keys to food safety. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. This weekend is one of the biggest party weekends of the year. It doesn't matter if you're cheering for the Chiefs or the Eagles. The most important thing is that your guests stay healthy. We've already touched on the first two food safety steps. Today, Jesus Garcia with the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service looks at steps 3 and 4 for food safety.
Our third step, cook. Make sure you cook everything. You can't tell if it's ready by just looking at it or smelling it. Use a food thermometer, as we just mentioned, and make sure that your items reach a safe internal temperature. And our last step is chill. Make sure that anything that does not get consumed within 2 hours at your kitchen table gets quickly put away into small portions into in the refrigerator in nice plastic small containers, shallow containers, so it cools quickly. And just remember that you have 4 days in the refrigerator before you have to decide whether to eat it all, throw it away, or save it for another day by freezing it. And if you do intend to freeze that item should stay safe indefinitely, but you kind of want to eat it within 6 months because that's when the peak flavor hits. And when you reheat items, make sure you reheat them at 165 degrees.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Woo! Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10%